Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Which top WWE superstar could be missing WrestleMania altogether? Plus, how WWE and AEW television's going to shape up over the next couple of weeks. And if you're in self-isolation, how about some WWE on Netflix? For Friday, March the 20th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. That Claymore kick feels like a thousand years ago now, doesn't it? It all felt fine back then. We had no problems. Live crowds at wrestling shows, heading towards WrestleMania 36 at Raymond James Stadium. Drew McIntyre about to become the WWE champion in front of a tens of thousands, nearly hundreds of thousands of people in capacity. And feels like ever since that Claymore kick landed, we've been in limbo. So, the latest concern going into WrestleMania, which is now a two-day spectacle held over multiple locations. How things are changing up now is it possibly may not feature Brock Lesnar. So this comes from Dave Meltzer from the Wrestling Observer newsletter. It is the current belief that Brock Lesnar may experience some potential travel problems heading into WrestleMania 36. Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, has effectively closed borders between the US and Canada for unnecessary travel. Now, Brock Lesnar currently lives on his farm in Saskatchewan in Canada. So if he was on his farm when that announcement was made, we may have ourselves a bit of a problem. Of course, he could already be in the States and it could be absolutely fine. But obviously, it is a farm that he's running, so there's a good chance that he could have been there during his downtime. We don't know the status of Brock Lesnar for WrestleMania at this point. Everything is incredibly fluid right now. Dave Meltzer seems to believe that Brock Lesnar shouldn't have an issue if he's already in the country. Possibly could even be a case, since WrestleMania is on a closed set, if Brock Lesnar is going to have some trouble maybe getting back into Canada if he's already in America, they could even pre-tape the Brock Lesnar-Drew McIntyre match for WrestleMania. Since it's on a closed set, there is no reason why they couldn't do that, and it's a great way of avoiding spoilers as well. This US-Canada travel ban has already affected the WrestleMania card a little bit lower down. There were plans for a six-man tag team match at WrestleMania featuring Heavy Machinery and a partner taking on Dolph Ziggler, Robert Roode and a partner, as obviously in the ongoing storyline around Mandy. However, Robert Roode took to Twitter to put out a tweet filled with emojis that pretty much told the story that he was stuck in Canada. Not so glorious. So Robert Roode is now effectively out of plans for WrestleMania. Brock Lesnar, however, arguably, and it's not me being harsh to say it, is certainly a bigger fish in this WrestleMania pond. So whether Vince McMahon could pull some strings and get Brock Lesnar into the country in time for WrestleMania, we're going to watch and see how this event pans out from here.
I have never thought of my world as small before, but recent events can really put into perspective how small we all are. It has also clarified for me how big and how important the service we provide is. And the irony in what I'm about to ask is not lost on me, because I'm about to ask three of the best athletes in the world to discard their petty differences, to put aside those squabbles, and to stand together. The irony, it being March 18th, 2020, and us as human beings need to stand together.
What do you mean? What am I doing?
Seriously, what are
you doing? We're shorthanded tonight, Cole. We can't all just have one job, not even be very good at that. Still have a job 30 years later.
Get high, baby!
Come on, Cole! Come on, Cole! Get high! Get high, Cole! Come on!
Cole, you look terrible. The makeup lady did a terrible job on you. But now I can do just about anything. Your soul patch is all gray.
So how is the wrestling television world going to look over the next couple of weeks? WWE and AEW have laid out their plans going forward. This comes from Post Wrestling, who say one source we spoke to has been told by multiple people as of tomorrow, the company will be taping the remaining episodes of Friday Night SmackDown and Raw leading into WrestleMania. One source told Post Wrestling that they are expecting both WrestleMania shows to actually be taped over the next week as well. One was unsure if this was going to be the case, possibly for reasons that we just discussed, what with Brock Lesnar experiencing travel problems, and because it is a closed set, you could get away with taping the entirety of WrestleMania if you wanted to. WWE haven't commented officially yet on their plans for WrestleMania in terms of how it'll take shape, other than it'll be over multiple locations on Saturday and Sunday. That is all we know so far. But it looks as if they're going to get Friday Night SmackDown and Monday Night Raw and NXT in the can over the next couple of days. So it means that there is some consistent WWE television going out in the event that there's more lockdowns and people can't get into venues and stuff like that. At least it means that in some capacity, the show will go on. Wrestling Observer reports with regards to NXT that they're hoping to be back at the Performance Center for next week to record, as we say, possibly a bulk of TV shows out of the Performance Center. But these things are changing hour by hour. By the time I put this up, they could have already made an announcement. So stick with Cultaholic.com. The very, very, very latest is going to be there and on our Twitter as well, at Cultaholic. Meanwhile, for AEW, just so happens that Daly's Place in Jacksonville is going to be the home for them for the foreseeable. AEW are going to be running TV tapings from Daly's Place for the time being with no fans for as long as they are able to. The original plan was for limited fans, media, friends and family, but that was changed. So it became no fans, no media, and just a selection of wrestlers at ringside to add a little bit of crowd ambiance. The city actually shut down Daly's Place for sporting events, but they've been able to get around it of AEW because it's a closed set, there's no fans, so it's pretty much theirs until the city actually tells them no more from anywhere, get yourselves away. So don't be surprised if we see AEW taping a whole raft of programs next chance they get, just to make sure that it's in the looking ahead to AEW's pay-per-view plans. Double or Nothing is on the horizon. Saturday, the 23rd of May, that is booked for at MGM Resorts in Las Vegas. And MGM have notified the press that shows will be ready to return by the middle of May. So AEW Double or Nothing is set to air on May the 23rd. So it means that by then, it'll all be back to normal. That's the plan by MGM. Bring the bell! For all it's worth, the ratings for this week went to AEW. They drew 932,000 overnight viewers, which is way up from last week's 766,000. NXT, however, fell
by 3% to 542,000. I do believe AEW put on a better show considering the circumstances than NXT last week. But they had some monster debuts. That is not surprising at all. Pro Wrestling Sheet are reporting that a few matches are being pulled from the WrestleMania card. The annual Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal and the Women's Battle Royal are cancelled as of now to abide by the CDC and the government recommendations while producing the events. So of course, we have social distancing rules in place right now, which means that you have to keep apart from people. So I guess the one thing that the wrestling world doesn't need is a massive battle royal, if that is the case. And it also keeps essential staff down over those 2 days of WrestleMania. Turns out the WWE guys were keeping tabs on AEW more so this week. Bray Wyatt sent out a tweet following the debut of Brody Lee as the Exalted One. He tweeted, "It's just me and Rowan now," followed by that gif of a boy being interviewed who starts crying. It's heartbreaking. Also, there was the video of Lance Archer, the Murder Hawk monster, that debuted on AEW Dynamite. It showed Archer in a ring in what looked like a compound, being beating up a whole load of wrestlers whilst Jake the Snake Roberts watches on. A fan tweeted out, "This is what Braun Strowman should have been. You look like a true beast," said to Lance Archer. Braun Strowman replied saying, "A great value brand version of me. Good joke." Whoa, easy, Tiger. Wrestling Observer newsletter reporting that the second Sin Cara, Jorge Arias, is about to end his no-compete clause with the WWE, which means he will be free to re-enter the wrestling pool. And it looks as if he could be heading to Triple A. WWE owned the name Sin Cara, so he'll be going under the name of Cinta de Oro, which is the name of the El Paso Juarez-based star of the 90s, Sergio Aguayo. He was the guy that helped Jorge Arias get started in the industry, so it's an homage to Sergio Aguayo, which is a wonderful way to pay tribute. Look out for Jorge Arias back on the indies when, presumably, all this is blown over. WWE is attempting to trademark everything by the looks of it. A Wrestling Observer newsletter this week reporting that the names of all former ECW and WCW pay-per-views are being trademarked or attempted to be trademarked by WWE. This is to make sure that AEW or another company doesn't attempt to use them. We're not going to use them, but they're ours, so you can't have them. Also from the Wrestling Observer this week, there's an interesting bit about the situation for WWE in Japan. I'm going to read it verbatim. In Japan, there is more concern about WWE coming in with an NXT outpost than ever before. The feeling is that every company is weakened economically, and WWE, with its guaranteed TV money, isn't hurt nearly as bad. This was an unforeseen situation, but from a timing standpoint, if the move is made later this year, WWE has a better chance at getting a higher level of Japanese talent. So WWE, as we've seen, have already started some tentative movements with All Japan Pro Wrestling. This could be part of a bigger deal. I reckon by the end of the year, we could easily see the aforementioned by Dave Meltzer NXT outpost as part of the Japanese wrestling scene.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, it's a big show. Oh, it's a big band show tonight.
And finally, big shout to my fellow isolators across the world. If you are staring at the same four walls for the next week or so, don't worry, because the WWE is coming to your rescue on Netflix, as two WWE original shows will be debuting on Netflix next month. The Big Show Show and The Main Event. So The Big Show Show is, you've heard about this already, I think we spoke about this on previous podcasts. It is the story of former WWE wrestler The Big Show, who is out of the ring and ready for an even tougher challenge, raising three daughters with his wife in Florida. Wacky scenarios. Also, The Main Event will debut on Netflix on April the 10th. The synopsis goes as follows. After discovering a magical mask, an 11-year-old aspiring wrestler enters a competition to become the next WWE superstar. That feels like it's got drama, comedy, dramedy, if you will, written all over it. Very intrigued by that one. That'll be on Netflix very, very soon to keep you somewhat sane during these rather peculiar times. And that will do it for your Cultaholic Wrestling news for Friday. Check out a brand new episode on the podcast feed over the weekend of the Cultaholic Classic Raw Review. And myself and Justin Henry are watching some old episodes of Raw for your pleasure. And also, on Sunday, a brand new episode will drop of Wrestling Curiosities. This is the beginning of season two of our series, looking at some more of the peculiar stories around professional wrestling history and mythology. I wasn't planning to start this series for a little while, but I feel like we need distraction. And I feel like I need stuff to do. So we're bringing in the series a little earlier than expected. In fact, how about we end the podcast with a sneak preview of the first episode of season two of Wrestling Curiosities. I'll speak to you Monday. Stay safe. Love you. Bye. Standing astride on the coast of Benghazi is an almighty figure. The strong, muscular frame staring out to the Mediterranean Sea belonged to the giant of Libya, Antaeus. He was waiting for fools who would dare to come ashore. When they did, they were met with a challenge by this robust stranger, a challenge to a wrestling contest on the beach right there and then. The visitor would either accept or decline. Either way, they'd get dropped by this apparent guardian of the island. It was almost as if he had some godlike powers. Greek mythology tells the story of Antaeus, the giant of Libya. Chances are his incredible power and physique came from his celebrity parents, Poseidon, the god of the sea, and Gaia, the goddess of the earth. Poseidon was a randy old mythological deity, as Gaia was one of many lovers that he took over his time. Gaia would bear him many children, one of which is currently standing on the coast of Benghazi, spoiling for a fight. There's certain perks that come when your mom is goddess of the earth, particularly if you're a confident meathead like Antaeus. You see, Gaia had healing powers, powers that came from deep in the ground. When Antaeus was wrestling new Libyan arrivals and he got knocked to the floor, he would become fully healed by the goddess of the earth. So every time this mighty giant, and it didn't happen very often, was felled, his proverbial power bar would be filled right back up. With new energy running through his veins, the giant of Libya would jump to his feet and drop his opponent quickly, decisively, and in some cases, fatally.
Whoa.
Nobody could topple Antaeus. Well, not nobody exactly. There was this one guy.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.